Tim, can you talk a little bit about the fact you guys played 4 weeks ago? What does that game mean? What do you learn from it? And how do you carry that into this week's game?
Well, I feel like it was a good learning experience. I think it's a privilege for us to play again the New England Patriots and Belichick and Brady, and you know, we're very excited about that, excited about being able to move on to the next round of the playoffs and play a team like this in the playoffs. I think there's a lot that we can learn from our first matchup, and different things that we did well, different things that we didn't do so well, and ways that we can improve. So I think there's a lot of things that we can learn and improve on, and hopefully, just do a little bit better this time around.
Tim, how much, if at all, has this New England defense changed since you saw them the first time?
Well, I feel like they're a very good defense. I feel like they're coached well. I feel like every game they go into, they have a different game plan. So there's different things they're trying to accomplish, and maybe they're trying to get to certain things in a different way. So I think they're overall coached very well. They got a lot of great players there, up front and in the secondary, and they make a lot of plays. So yeah, I think for us, we just have to be very sound and execute, and I'm sure our coaches will have a great game plan, and we have to execute it, and then also probably make great sideline adjustments.
Tim, did you guys feel honestly that it was as much your fault that you lost that game in December as it was a credit to the Patriots? And I'm not asking you to downgrade what the Patriots did, but a lot of it seemed to be by your own hand.
I think we did some things well, and I think we definitely made some mistakes that made it a little bit easier as far as the three turnovers, and I think we have to correct on that. But you have to give them a lot of credit; they came and they played well. So we have to definitely minimize the turnovers, convert a little bit better on third downs, and we get in the red zone. Try to punch it in. But you got to give them the credit; they're a very good team as well.
Tim, how did you celebrate on Sunday night?
Honestly, just when we left the stadium, just went home and hung out with my close family, a few friends, and some brothers, my brothers and sisters and brother-in-laws, and so just hung out of the house and played with my nieces and nephews, and had a good time.
Does it take long to come down from a sort of a high like that?
Well, I'd say I think you're definitely at a high. You're feeling great, a lot of momentum, and that's good. But I think you really have to take that, that enthusiasm, that momentum into the next week's work of, using that as fuel for the next week and trying to continually improve on that. But I think you can't necessarily relish on it too much. The next day we got to get ready for a big game in the Patriots. I feel like we were able to do that on, have our time to celebrate and constantly have joy. It's a big win for us. Not saying you have to stop enjoying it, but you still have to get ready for the next week's game. And I feel like we've done a good job in doing that.
Tim, did that game do anything for you personally, or tell you anything more about yourself, or help you in any way confidence wise in this league?
Well, I feel like it definitely was a big win for our team to be able to move to the next round of playoffs. We were definitely excited about it. It's definitely a memory that we'll take with us for a long time as players and coaches, and hopefully as fans. Because the way we won it in front of our stadium and the emotion that we had, so it was definitely very special. And to take nothing away from it, but we definitely had to move on to getting ready for a big week and heading to Foxborough.
Did that win, or the game-winning moment, is it possible to compare that to any of the things that you accomplished at Florida?
Well, I definitely was very blessed to have some great memories at Florida, and very blessed to have some great teammates and special relationships and some special wins. But I think that was definitely a special one Sunday night. I know it was definitely special. It was, not just for the win, but for the guys that I won it with, for the fans that support us, for the coaches and all the work that we put in the season. It was definitely very meaningful.
What's the coldest game time temperature you've played in? Have you played in many sub 20 games?
I'd say probably a handful, not too many. not as many as Mr. Brady has probably. But
Are you still able to be as accurate in the cold?
I hope so.
One other question, too. I mean, obviously, you haven't courted it, but there's been an awful lot of fixation on you and attention to you. Has it ever felt awkward with your teammates knowing that it is, you know, a, very much a team game as much as any sport?
I don't think so. And I think because, you know, for the most part, it's not like it's something that you ask for. And it's something that they, I think when they know that you care about them and that's what matters, and, you know, you care about going out there and trying to get better every day and trying to be a great teammate, and then I think, you know, the rest, you know, doesn't, you know, I don't think they see the rest. Hopefully they see you as a friend and a teammate, and you know, the rest is just something that, you know, they, we laugh at, and sometimes they make fun of you for. So.
Tim, what's it going to be like to see Josh McDaniels on Saturday night here? I know you had a pretty unique relationship with him.
Well, I wish him nothing but the best. I'm happy for him and his new situation, and going to congratulate him. But, you know, honestly, it's not about that. It's about the Broncos versus the Patriots, and it's about, you know, us going into a hostile environment and trying to play a good game and playing a great team and playing Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and, you know, one of the best, you know, one of the teams that I've watched, you know, over the last, you know, 12 years, you know, growing up. And, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting for me because, you know, it's the next round of the playoffs. It's a big game. It's playing one of the best quarterbacks of all time, one of the best coaches of all time, and playing in a big game. So it's very exciting.
Tim, to kind of follow up on that, after your last game, Elway said that Brady might be top three all time already. You clearly have a lot of respect for him. Why is that? What is it about his game that you admire and enjoyed watching about when you were growing up?
Well, I think number one, you know, he's won a bunch of championships, and ultimately as quarterback, that's what you want to do, and that's what you want to accomplish. And the three championships that he's won, he's played great, and almost had the best season ever, you know, when they lost in the championship game. And so for me, being able to watch a quarterback like that, how he handles himself, the emotion that he plays with, but at the same time the calmness he plays with, the accuracy, the leadership, the way he motivates his players, the way he gets in and out of great plays, the way he's able to handle any situation, and, you know, those are definitely things for me as a young quarterback I can definitely learn from, and he's someone that I've watched, you know, for a long time, and he's been one of the best in the business, and you know, he'll definitely go down as one of the best, and, you know, just my hat's off to him and his career and how great of a quarterback he's been, and good for him.
This should probably be the first time that you'll get a chance to go up against Brandon Spikes. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. It'll be fun. I've gone against him enough times in practice, so, you know, all the spring practices we had, you know, we had some fun going against each other. You know, so you'd like him on your team, but it'll still be fun going against him. And he's a great player, and I wish him nothing but the best. And I look forward to giving him a hug.
What's the hardest he's ever hit you?
Do what?
What's the hardest he's ever hit you?
I remember a few times in some spring practices when he might have hit me a little late when I had one of those red jerseys on. He wasn't supposed to hit me, but he kind of gave me a little nudge, so we'll see. I don't know.
What do you think's made you or makes you more accurate with the long ball?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it's probably just that I have really good receivers that make me look a lot better than I really am.
Tim, to cut to the chase, McDaniels was there with you and McCoy. Are you guys still using the same line calls, audibles, things like that that Josh could conceivably give the Patriots going into this game?
Well, I think Coach McCoy has done a really good job of implementing, you know, what he does. And so, I mean, is there some things that overlap? Absolutely. But, you know, a lot Coach McCoy has implemented from what he came from his background, and he's done a great job. So, we're not necessarily too worried about that. Coach McDaniels is a great coach, and he'll do a good job. But, I'm confident in our coaches and their knowledge, and I'm very proud of everything they've done this season.
Hey, Tim, Vince Wilfork talked about the physicality with which you play today, and you're one of the strongest players he's ever faced. How is your body right now, physically heading into this game, in terms of a full season and any, you know, nicks or bruises or bumps and ice bags that you're using right now?
Well, my body actually feels really good. You know, it's one of the best I've been feeling, and, you know, I'm feeling and excited about that. So, you know, there's definitely nothing to hold back now, you know, not in these games. So the games will definitely be physical, and they'll definitely be fast, and everybody's going to, you know, body's going to be flying around and hitting hard, and, you know, that makes the game very exciting. So it'll be a lot of fun, and you know, to have that compliment said by a very good player and someone that's been, you know, one of the best at his position in the league is definitely a very big compliment, and it means a lot.